It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Launch Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone. It is a Wednesday. So if you're enjoying all the songs that, you know, you might have missed, you might have not heard in a long time, well, today is your day. It is Riot Wednesday. And just greeting everybody. A great morning. It's a little cloudy. And I don't know if it'll be rainy like yesterday. But hopefully you enjoy the music and just stick around. Okay. We'll probably give you the top 10 topic in a bit. And of course, our first news bit. But for now, let's enjoy some more of the music. Here we go. Let's do this. Monts Radio RX 93.1.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Wrong. Wow.
We've got our first news bit for today.
Uma Bryan Adams.
All right.
Or Uma Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart. Okay, so we've got news on One Direction. And One Direction, believe it or not, what is wrong with my voice?
No.
Convinced a maid to record raunchy vocals on their new album.
A maid?
A maid. A maid. The What Makes You Beautiful hitmakers are planning to release their third album, Where We Are, later this year. According to UK newspaper The Sun, Niall Horan, Lewis Tomlinson, Zayn Malik, Liam Payne, and Harry Styles were recording in a hotel when they realized they needed a new sound. According to them, the song needed a naughty female bedroom noise. So instead of using a sound effect, Harry convinced a maid working at the venue to contribute.
Wow.
And according to Harry, and I quote, "We needed, a groan on one of the songs. So I asked a lady at the hotel to record the She was nervous at
what?
First.
I'm sure the lady sounded so much better than that.
I'm sure they didn't. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she didn't sound anywhere near that. But she was nervous at first. But soon she got the swing of it. Now, One Direction are currently on their Take Me Home World Tour. The band played in Dallas, Texas Monday night and will continue their trek through the U.S. and Canada through August. Then the boy band will head to Australia and New Zealand before wrapping up their concert in Melbourne on October 30. Sayang, they're so near Asia na they didn't pass by pa.
Actually, that's true. Well, pag medyo nalaos na sila.
Well, hopefully.
You know how usually that's the case.
Yeah. Pero before yun na.
Yeah, actually now they're
diba, you have like Beyonce and
Lady Gaga,
Justin Timberlake. You know, they all will drop by.
Yeah, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber,
yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
I guess it's just a matter of the promoters finding the right venue,
yeah,
having the right budget for it.
That's true.
All right, so that's the first news bit for today. Next hour, okay, we've got news on the very tumultuous Amanda Bynes. Well, usually it's just her regular craziness, right?
Yeah.
Well, this time around, she's been hospitalized for psychiatric evaluation. So it's gotten a little bit more serious because the authorities, the county sheriff actually got involved.
All right.
All right, we'll give you news on that. But for now, you are still on the Morning Rush with Chichi and Gigi today. Only here on Manila's hottest, Monts Radio, RX 93.1.
And as a tribute to your oh-so-raspy voice.
I know, right?
Here's something from Bryan Adams.
Ah.
Straight from the heart. Yon. On RX.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 men.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you very much to El Mitanio for suggesting this. We are doing the top 10 TV lessons.
All right, TV lessons.
What did you learn from watching TV? And it's perfect for today, for Riot Wednesday, because you can go as far back as even the TV shows of your youth.
Like Doogie Howser.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Stuff that you learned. For instance,
let's ask what the TV shows from your youth are.
Beverly Hills 90210. I was about a baby then.
May color na ba?
Ay.
No, here's a legit question.
Okay, fine.
May color na ba nun?
Alin?
TVs.
Oh, naman. But they were still black and white.
Technicolor.
You had a choice.
Oh, wow.
Yung meron pa rin, kunyari yung the ones who didn't have too much budget.
Right.
They'd still buy black and white. Kumbaga, it was still common to go to a house and see black and white TV.
Right.
Tas parang,
I'm so disturbed looking at you.
Why?
Because you have glasses on. It's so weird.
Oh, ano. We should have an epic pic.
Medyo Sina-channel mo si Sir Chief.
Mag-picture tayo.
Sina-channel mo si Sir Chief.
Sige, sige. So, kunyari, examples, ha? You try to tell us then what the TV show is.
Yeah.
Okay. Pwede nga na, like, kunyari, teleseries in general. It doesn't have to be a specific teleserye. Okay?
Right.
Kunyari, what you learned in teleseries, guard your babies, baka ma-switch sa hospital. Di ba laging ganon?
This happens all the time. Like,
it's always like that.
What was that? There was a TV show that exactly was like that.
Yeah. Tapos, Survivor. Ito, this is my example, actually.
Yeah.
People always plot behind your back.
Yeah.
You know how it is in Survivor? That's how it is actually in real life. It
just gets, what people are capable of.
It's actually just parang highlighted because people are stranded on an island.
That's true.
Pero the dynamics of that
are pretty much like that.
It happens
in real life.
The office. It happens in school. Yeah. In your neighborhood. I have one more. What I learned from TV shows, from American Idol.
Yeah.
That people always think they're better than they actually are.
Yeah.
Not just in singing. I guess in general.
But in something.
Pero doon kitang-kita mo. Yung mga parang, I can't believe why they said no.
Yeah.
You know, everybody says I have such a great voice. When you hear them sing, you're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Don't you have ears?
But then again, this is America. They're kind of cuckoo over there.
Well, yeah.
No offense, Del.
Pero I'm sure, alam mo yun, to a degree.
To a degree.
It happens everywhere. So when people, let's say, apply in a job, tapos hindi sila tanggap, they're like, what the?
Yeah.
What the F? Whatever happened? You know, I'm pretty good. I'm great at what I do. How come they didn't get me? You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So what did you learn from TV shows?
Or like the bro code.
The bro code.
From How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Actually,
there are so many things that you can
actually
the crazy hot scale. You know?
Oh my gosh. You can go very, very now. Like Game of Thrones. And daming lessons na.
Yeah, actually, there's
you know,
that's
about
true.
About like parang life lessons that you can
just
get.
Just because
from
you're a good guy doesn't mean you'll always.
That you'll survive.
Yeah.
Or that you'll win.
Yeah.
But you can go as far back, ha? You can really get the old shows talaga. Like
mga Three's Company.
Wow.
Si Jack Ritter.
Oh my gosh, kilala mo yun? How come you know that?
I watched it with my mom.
Oh, that sort of thing.
Alongside Golden Girls.
You can go as far back as
and
that.
And Small Wonder.
And ano, did you ever watch Family Ties?
No.
The one with Michael J. Fox?
No, I never got
that
to
was
watch
really
that.
Funny.
Spin City na inaabutan ko.
Ah, Spin City. Oh, but you can go as far back as you want. Perfect for right.
Newsroom or Suits or anything
diba?
Like that.
Anything at all. The top 10 TV lessons if you want to join us. Just key in RX, space, your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag TV Lessons.
And it'd be nice if you could include which show you got it
yes,
from.
Yes, put it para in a parenthesis. After you give us your entry, put in the parenthesis the TV show.
Right.
Okay.
Riot Wednesday. Riot Wednesday. Monster Radio.
RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamont.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Elmitaño for suggesting this. The top 10 TV lessons. Oh, I got another one.
All right.
From America's Next Top Model.
Okay. Everyone's a bitch.
You know what I noticed with that one? I really find it so funny. Funny in a not in a haha way, but everyone is so yung feeling nila. The other girls are ganging up on them.
Mm.
Pero every girl feels the same way.
The same way.
So obviously, even the ones na parang feeling mo sila nagagang up sa'yo, ganun din ang feeling nila.
Yeah.
Na kayo naman ginagang up nyo siya. So everybody feels paranoid about being ganged up on.
See, this is the problem with reality TV. Makes you see what people really are.
Diba?
Yeah.
It's a little...
And the thing is, with shows like this, it obviously centers on, you know, those aspects.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting, whether it be negative or something, you know, it's bad to focus on, but people watch it anyway, like the whole plotting and scheming.
You know, it's like
but
when...
you have to think about it this way. Not everyone is like that. Everyone's capable of it. Maybe at some point in their lives they do it, but it's just with TV, you get to focus on these things and then they show you this, so you think that everyone's like that.
And it's like when you're watching the news and you see a train wreck or you see like a shootout.
Yeah.
And you don't want to look.
Yeah, but you
but
watch
you look
it anyway.
Yeah. It's something like that.
But in the same way that, okay, like in the news, that's, you know, a lot of things that come out on the news usually are kind of like it's a tragedy or something bad, or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that's not the only thing that happens in the world.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But because you keep watching it, you think that that's the only thing that's going on.
Mm-hmm. But it's also a mirror, kasi.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this kind of paranoia, you would be surprised. Just talk to people. And, you know, a lot of them would be like, oh, why? Ginagangap ako nila ganito. When sometimes, for all you know, it's just like a magnified version of what's actually happening. Maybe one time they were talking about you, pero feeling mo parang, nako, every time they're whispering, for sure ako yung pinag-uusapan them. For all you know, it's something else.
Yeah. Diba?
And, let's see here. Bababa Bambin says, one TV lesson he learned. Never wear denim on denim. Nagbumukha kang goons.
Actually, denim on denim, tapos brown shoes na.
Diba?
Yung parang suede, bro.
And also, let's see here. Okay. Chenong says, sa mundo ng TV, walang pinag-uusapan lang. Kailangan may sampalan, sabunutan, suntukan. Yun ang solusyon. It's never like, let's sit down and talk.
Yeah, it's never a quiet, like,
at saka never talk na yung parang talagang masinsinan lang. Laging merong bitchy line na parang, you're nothing but a second rate. Di ba laging may ganun, may lines.
There's always something catty.
And I, Mrs. Bond says, kahit deadly ang tama ng bala, laging nabubuhay. I mean, like, in real life, one shot, like, you know, you're done.
Yeah.
Pero on TV,
minsan, naman.
Lima na yung...
But it depends na. Minsan merong mga sobrang mundane na accidents tapos biglang
they're dead. Patay kagad.
Oo.
And, let's see here. Uno Loco Poco. Ito, any teleserye, you can learn this. Mm. You'll never know. One day, malalaman mo na lang. Ampun ka pa lang. Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse.
Yeah.
Kasi like, iba eh, parang yung yaya, siya pala yung totoong heredera.
Oh, or yung kapatid or diba? Something like that.
Pero the other way naman pala, yung anak mayaman actually has no money pala.
Yeah.
Anak siya nung parang whatever.
Very ano. Diba? Marimar. Marimar ba? I know, wait.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. Ano, like Rags to Riches or Riches to Rags?
Rags to Riches.
Rags to Riches. Ang daming ganun eh.
Dami kasi, yeah.
And also, Chenong says, hindi lahat ng nakasakay sa sumabog na kotse eh namamatay. Yung iba, lalabas ulit, pero iba na yung mukha. Alam mo yung bilang nag-face
change. Yeah, yung nag-face change.
Kasi it got burned off eh, so they had another. Apparently, this happened in Mula sa Puso.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I watched it kasi in a movie, not a TV show. There was this movie that Jason Statham was part of.
Yeah.
It was called The Mechanic.
Yeah.
So it looked like the car exploded, but what you didn't see and what the CCTV apparently showed you was right before the car exploded, he seemingly rolled out and then just walked away. And he was fine.
Kasi half the car nandun na sa edge nung screen.
No, tapos
kasi nakita na
habang nag-roll out siya, sumasabog yung kotse.
Okay.
As in, hindi siya tinamaan. Napaka-wild. Ang galing niya.
And also,
I never knew that rolling out of an exploding car was even possible.
Kaligayahan Mo says, be very careful sa parties na may wine. More often than not, merong tapunan na wine na magaganap. Sa world ng TV, eh.
Sa world ng TV, eh.
And also,
it's like when you walk into a party, oh crap, there's wine.
There's wine. Patay na.
So glad I didn't wear white today.
Custer Winston says, kapag mahirap ka, magpa-api ka. Kasi sa ending, ikaw yung yayaman.
That's true in the world of television.
Ito, I really agree with Camila's entry. Amazing Race. You will really, really get to know someone once you travel with them.
Yeah.
I swear. I mean, in real life, this so applies. The moment you travel with someone, the actual traveler, like,
yeah.
And then also like...
The staying in the hotel.
Yeah, rooming with them. Whether it's romantic or not, whether it's with your girlfriend, boyfriend, or just an office mate, you will learn loads just traveling with them. Saka lalabas yung kung magkasundo talaga kayo.
Oh, hindi. Ay, paano ba yan? Ay, parati tayong roommates.
Perfect travel.
Perfect travel buddies.
Perfect travel buddies.
That's right. In the last, what, two or three?
I would say three.
Trips that we've taken out of the country, we've been roommates.
Yeah. Well, except the last one. We roomed with other people.
We did.
The book signing.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
You mean that trip.
That one. That trip. And also, Unaloko po ako says, yung pinaka type mong girl in the future, mangyayari, tunay mo palang kapatid.
Oh my God. That's horrible. That's so Star Wars.
Wait, there was one local one na parang turns out sila magkapatid sila. Oh my gosh.
Or Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Eh, pero yun naman
pero
knowing.
Pero naman
eh.
Talaga knowing nila.
Oh, alam nila magkapatid sila. Pero ito yung parang
just, lang sila.
Just a pretty girl that you met in school. Oh tapos bilang mangyayari kapatid mo pala.
That's horrible.
Ah, it's a
parang
strange twist of fate.
Well, Star Wars kasi is a movie. But,
yeah.
Diba Luke and Leia?
They didn't know.
But it was just, it was never really insinuated that they liked each other.
Actually, that's true. You assumed it was going to be them. Kasi di ba hinalikan ni Leia?
Hinalikan ni Leia. On the cheek naman.
On the cheek. Oh. Kasi he saved
more her. Of like a thank you.
Butter Baby says, ang natutunan ko, pwede mag-live-in ang dalawang guys. Sesame Street, Ernie and Bert.
Ah.
What do you think about it?
Yeah, that's true. And they sleep on the same bed.
Exactly. No, 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 not same bed.
No ba?
Di ba there's always the E and the B beds?
I always thought that they were siblings growing up. Like when
I was
still
watching it. Well, it was never clear kasi. When you think about it, how old are they? Are they adults or are they kids?
Actually, that's true.
Because if they're kids, why are they living together unsupervised?
With unsupervised, yeah.
So you assume they're adults.
I guess. I never really thought of that when I was younger.
Medyo childish lang si Ernie, di ba? Pero you assume that they're adults. And if they're adults, how come they're never at work?
Freeloaders.
I mean,
they were living on welfare.
Buti pa si Kermit the Frog. He's a news reporter.
That's true.
Di ba? But the others don't have jobs. I mean,
they're not very good examples, no?
Diba when you think about
it? Oscar the Grouch was living in a trash can.
And supposedly Ernie pala, I never knew this, but supposedly Ernie is African American.
What?
Yeah, supposedly. Parang si Bert is Caucasian.
Oh, they're not siblings unless they're like
obviously,
adopted
diba?
Siblings.
No, something. No, they're, it's settled that they're not siblings.
Then what are they?
Because they never referred to each other as their brother.
So wait, what are they?
Okay, supposedly they're adults.
Okay.
And they live together.
That's it.
Mm. Same room, different beds. Best friends.
Did they ever cuddle?
No, they never cuddle. Right. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10.
So pag naging roommates pala tayo, yun yung peg natin.
Same room, different beds. Hindi, minsan nagsa same bed rin tayo. Do you remember sa Hong Kong?
Oh, ano. One giant bed.
One giant bed.
With nothing but a pillow stopping us from...
Diba? Tapos magigising na lang tayo.
Magkaharap.
Para, tayo. And, okay. The entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 TV lessons comes from I Am Mrs. Bond.
I Am Mrs. Bond says...
One of the most famous TV lessons in one of the most famous teleseries.
TV shows? Okay.
Na may pag-asa si Yaya kay Sir. Si Sir Chief.
Yeah.
Diba?
Or ano, Marimar. En serio.
Marimar en serio.
Diba?
You're right.
Marimar was a...
A mermaid.
No.
Ay! No.
That's something else. Jezabel yun eh.
No.
Marimar was a maid.
Yeah, Marimar was a maid.
Yeah,
na, si
was
Claudine,
amo.
Wasn't she a fish? A mermaid.
Wasn't that Jezebel?
No, not Jezebel. Parang may Mar din eh. Parang mermaid Mar.
Delamar.
Sirena Mar. Basta parang ganun.
Sirena Mar.
So,
wow. For sheer lack of creativity.
I know, right? So the top 10 TV lessons. If you want to join us, let's have fun. Let's look back at the different TV shows and what did you learn from them? Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag TV Lessons.
Hey, can I just say a quick hello to Rene Silva? He's tuned in.
Hey, good morning.
He's just greeting his friend Andy Adonis Cervantes. A happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Diba meron silang I Love My Wife Very Max page? Wala bang I Love My Co-host Very Max?
Oh, nga, dapat meron.
Dapat meron ganun. All right, so the top 10.
Tapos picture lang natin. Tapos si Del, wala na naman.
Hindi, yung nakasimangot.
Nakasimangot na parang, ano na naman itong dalawang
ito. Naman sila. All right, thank you to Elie Tanyo.
I love my male co-partner very much.
Feeling ko walang page na gano'n.
Wala yan.
The top 10 TV lessons. Thank you to Elie Tanyo for suggesting this. Let's start off with Chenong. TV lessons, baka mo. Kapag ang babae sa isang TV show, eh, tomboy.
Mm-hmm.
Sigurado yan, may towel na nakasukbit sa balikat at naka-roll up yung polo sleeve.
Actually, that's true.
Laging ganun yung outfit
niya. Laging ganun yung outfit ng tomboy sa TV show, no?
Di ba?
Hey, and everyone was just saying it was Marina.
Marina.
There you go.
Tapos merong spoof yata.
So thank you to everyone.
Marinara.
Oh, really?
In the opposing channel.
Marinara is a pasta.
Yeah, it's actually. It's it's a spoof naman kasi.
Oh, okay.
So that's why it's a little funny. Marinara is a sauce.
Right.
Diba?
Hey, before we get to the next entry, can we just greet Kiko Monster's daughter, Moira Alexis Dantes, a belated happy 6th birthday.
Oh, such a cute kid.
Happy birthday.
I get to see her video sometimes on Facebook.
Nice.
And Una Loco Poco says, rewatching a boxing match or a beauty pageant does not reverse the outcome.
Yeah.
Kahit lang replay pa yan. Or si Miss China pa rin ang nananalo.
Or any TV show, like, certain characters will still die.
I know,
despite
right?
Despite how many times
sometimes
you watch it over and over again.
Sometimes gusto mong panoorin ulit, just in case.
And you kind of want to tell them na parang, don't go there. Don't.
Alam mo yun, no? Alam mo yung mga parang, what do you call that? Yung mga alternative ending. You're hoping there's an alternative ending.
It'll unlock after like the 5th time you watch
it. I know, right? No. Oh, could you greet somebody? Can we just greet somebody celebrating her 30th birthday today? Mm-hmm. Her name is Cham Go. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
The greeting is from her Truthies family.
Oh.
So to Cham Go, happy 30th birthday! All right, and hello to May. Hello, good morning. Nice to hear from you again. Okay, let's see. Kel Acuna says, pag may nalaglag kang baso or plato o kung anumang babasagin, tapos slow motion, kabahan ka kasi may nangyaring masama. Di ba sa mga teleserye? May nabitawan na ano yun.
Tapos biglang boom.
Yung kunyari somebody, no, the scene is kunyari yung somebody gets into a really bad car accident.
Yeah.
Magka-cut siya kagad to let's say the nanay.
The husband or the wife.
Nagwa-wash ng dishes. Tapos biglang. Mahuhulog niya yung plate. Tapos slow mo.
Tapos parang, something's wrong.
Something's very wrong.
But it's alright. I'm gonna go ahead and do my chores anyway.
Tapos biglang merong
couple of minutes later.
Magre-ring yung phone or
ma'am.
Kami po yung car accident police or something.
I think they're just called police.
Ah, okay, just police. Kami po yung tagapunta sa mga bahay ng mga may na-aksidente. And also, Kay Ligayahan mo says, usually, pag may twins, yung isa evil.
Yeah.
The concept of the evil twin.
That's true. Remember that, what was that movie before? I don't think they were twins though. The Good Son. See Eliza Wood and see Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Nah, that was creepy.
That was creepy.
That was a creepy film.
That was really creepy. You know what the success of The Conjuring? I really want to watch it.
Can we watch it?
Pero hindi natin mapipilit si Del.
Hindi.
Kasi, well, number one, she's pregnant. Hindi
tayo na lang.
Masikin ito, Conjuring. Tapos pag yung mga parang mapapatalon kasi mapapaakap ka sa katalimu.
Walang malis na lang. Walang malis yung...
Agreed, ah?
Oo. Tapos pag nilamig yung kamay ko, tapos kailangan kong...
No malis.
I-warm up.
No malis. Isaw-saw mo sa popcorn. And also, OMGN says, what I learned from watching TV,
yeah,
merong baklang dinosaur.
Si Barney. You know what's so funny? Casey Concepcion yesterday had a really funny post on Instagram. It's like, if you're having a really bad day, just imagine a T-Rex trying to make a bed.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Ang hirap.
It's so funny.
Ang labo.
And there was a...
Saka trying to get up.
Oh, di ba? Actually,
they can't get up.
They can't ba? Pag dalaglag sila, wala
na. They can't. I think para silang turtle, when a turtle is like on its shell, it'll die.
So all you actually have to do is...
Push a T-Rex. If you can get near enough without it tearing your head off.
I guess that's true. How tall is a T-Rex supposed to be?
I don't know the feet. Pero like really, really large. I always love watching those charts.
in dinosaur books.
Yeah.
Yung they show you parang yung
how
scale.
How big this, ano.
They'll always give you like a human, a typical human.
I guess mga person. 5 to 6 stories tall. Like a 5-story, 6-story building.
That's a little too big. I'd say mga...
3 stories.
Mga 2 to 3 stories, I would think.
Okay, kaya naman pala.
Malaki. Ang grabe yung mga ano, the sauropods. Yung mga the long necks.
Diplodocus.
Yan.
Diplodocus.
The sauropods. Yeah. Kylie Gayahan mo says, pag ikaw inaapi, taga mo sa bato, magkakaroon ka ng scene na naglilinis ka ng CR habang umiiyak. Mandatory to.
Yung nakaload ka sa floor.
I guess the writers always think of like, what's the most miserable thing you can
the
do?
The menial tasks that you have to go through.
That's why pag merong, kunyari, after a breakup scene or after a death scene, laging umiiyak ka sa ulan. Kasi parang it's the saddest
possible thing that you can think of.
Possible scenario you can
tapos nakaupo ka sa may windowsill, tapos tumutulo ng dahan-dahan yung tubig sa may bintana.
Worse, nasa ulan ka.
And, oh, nasa labas ka ng windowsill.
Nasa labas
you're looking into yun, the house.
Na mayroong fireplace. Na sila ang warm and cozy.
Tapos ikaw nilalamig.
Tapos nakikita mo family, happy family with their kids.
Oo.
Like toasting marshmallows while laughing and having
tapos
fun.
Tapos nagmomomol yung parents.
Tapos ikaw, hiniwalayan ka, nasa ulan ka, nasa labas ka.
Wow.
Oh.
Gabi.
Laban ka.
This is why you're the diba, scriptwriter.
Diba yung ano, you nakwento ko na ba sa'yo? Because Del knows this story.
Mm.
That I was crying in my car. So I was crying so hard, I had to pull over. With my face buried in the steering wheel.
Mm.
As in, humahagulgol. And then, to my horror,
yeah.
Hindi ko alam, meron na palang police na nakita ako. So,
kinakatok yung bintana.
Parang, are you okay?
Yeah.
Parang, is everything okay? Do you need help? Because, yeah. You know, you're crying in your car. Siyempre, naano ko na, himas-masan ako. I was like, oh, shoot. You know, I don't want to, like,
and
I felt so embarrassed.
Para man of the police.
So I started, I just made up a story.
Tapos you cried on his shoulder. Tapos hinag mo siya. Tapos, start of a beautiful relationship.
Hindi.
And then,
guwapo.
Pero kung guwapo. Oh, Mr. Policeman.
Oh, Mr. Officer.
Oh, Mr.
Somebody
Officer.
Somebody just broke my heart. And Chenong says, from How I Met Your Mother, nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always a booty call.
I kind of agree with this one.
Whenever somebody of the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever
yeah, depending what you like.
However you roll.
Whatever you're...
If they text you a little past that time, wala na.
Damn,
you know something's up. Huh?
Nobody texts me at that
time. I text you at 5 in the morning.
That's so lucky because it's time for work.
Papasok na lang si tayo.
Uod says, pag nabagsakan ka ng giant boulder, magiging flat ka lang ng sandali. Tapos
ka
okay
mamatay.
Ka na.
Oh.
From roadrunner.
Tapos pag nakuryente ka,
yung parang magkakaroon
ka lang. Magpo-poof ka lang.
Magiging zigzag ka lang. Tapos magiging poofy yung fur mo.
Mangingitim ka.
Tapos okay ka na afterwards.
Okay ka na.
Manvale says, How I Met Your Mother. I learned that you're supposed to freeze your balls on a bowl of ice to have more ammunition.
Really?
Didn't you watch this?
I didn't get to watch that part. No.
Really? Supposedly.
I haven't seen the latter episodes.
Supposedly. You're supposed to like put your balls in a bowl
That's
of ice.
That's crazy.
And you'll have more.
That's crazy.
Kasi nga, diba, they say,
can you imagine how painful that would be?
I would think so. And kasi, diba, that's why they say when you wear parang underwear that's too tight, you can actually become sterile.
Yeah.
Kasi heat kills them. So I suppose the cold makes them healthier.
No, but then again, you do remember that once they're out and it's not in a warm area, they would die too.
Yeah. Oh. Well, actually, the moment they're out, they will die. I mean, whether it's cold or warm. Kasi parang, di ba? Pero inside, siguro...
Yeah, yun na nga eh. No, but if it's the same temperature as where it's supposed to go to, it won't die.
Ah, a little warm.
Yeah, remember that famous tennis player?
Boris Becker.
Boris Becker ba?
Yeah.
Yung...
Yeah. After
this girl...
Performed, yeah.
Yeah.
Kept it in, yeah.
Yeah.
And then put it in, yeah.
Yeah. And then she got
she
pregnant.
She got pregnant.
Diba?
That is true. That's weird, ha? Because I would
so
always
weird.
Think the acid in the saliva or the
saliva or the bacteria
would kill everything.
Unless he had like really like athletic swimmers.
I would think so. Well,
he's an athlete.
Such a good athlete. Pogi pa. And Rocker Stepmom says, manood ka ng any TV show, pagkulot, kontrabida.
Usually nga,
basta kulot.
They always associate like straight haired
with parang bidaness.
Uh-oh.
And kulotness with badness.
Kulot hair tapos short hair.
Kulot short hair.
Uh-oh.
Diba? OMGN says, ang bahay lagi ng kontrabida, lagi siyang big mansion na may mga chika babe sa pool.
Pag may mga drug lords.
At saka lagi na lang nagsiswimming yung mga chika babes.
Wala sila ibang ginagawa.
Oh. Camilo says, I learned from Deal or No Deal. Higher rewards involve higher risks.
Mm.
And in life, it's true.
Yeah.
Diba? ODH says, from Survivor, people can always turn their back on you when it benefits themselves.
Mm.
You know, yeah. Kahit minsan yung in real life, yung,
yeah.
They're really good friends. Pero the moment
it benefits them more,
even if it turns out that it will not benefit their friend,
yeah.
Sorry ka.
It's a dog eat dog world.
And the top TV
the
lessons.
The top bottom.
Exactly, diba?
The top bottom.
No, the top dog. It's a saying, diba?
No, no. This is the top and the bottom.
Yes. Okay. The top TV lessons comes from Kylie Gayahan Mo.
Kylie Gayahan Mo says,
pag nalulunod ka,
mm.
tapos yung mga lifeguard mo, saksakan ng sexy,
mm.
yung mala Baywatch,
oh.
eh, good luck na lang sa'yo. Malulunod ka. Alam mo kung bakit?
Bakit?
Pag tumakbo, slow motion.
Oo nga. Can you please hurry up?
I'm drowning here.
Eto
kayo.
Stop running down the beach gracefully.
Ang sa-sexy niyong tumatakbo. Ito ako, nalulunod.
Ay, nako.
Diba? So, pag
but you know
mo,
what? I was so traumatized with Baywatch.
Why?
There were so many, you know, like, may lifeguard na kinain ng shark.
Yeah.
They would kill off kasi people, diba?
Oh, really? I never watched it.
You really?
I never watched it.
Most
bad kahit guy. Nandun si Parker Stevenson.
Okay.
And then, you know why I'm such a big fan of Parker Stevenson?
Why?
His first role was Hardy Boys.
It was a Hardy Boys
yeah.
series?
Yeah. It was Sean Cassidy and Parker Stevenson. Siya si Frank.
Oh.
Frank Hardy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yung isa ba Richard yung pangalan?
Richard Hardy? No. No.
I forget the name of the other Hardy boy.
No, the Hardy
I just know it's
boys.
Frank and someone.
No. I was such a big fan. Because see, Frank has always been the blonde.
Yeah.
The isang kuye.
No.
Oh my gosh. How can I forget yung ano? Yung mas bata. Basta he's the younger Hardy has to be the
brunette.
Oh. Yeah. Tapos, he's always the parang mas... Mas pasaway.
Aloof.
So it's always Frank Cusano. So see Parker Stevenson yun. So when he became like Baywatch, I was like, oh my gosh, it's Frank Hardy.
My first ever crush was in Baywatch.
Who?
Erika Eleniak.
Oh my gosh.
I loved
the blonde.
Her. I loved the blonde bombshell.
She was really pretty.
Yeah, and she had like a... That was in grade one.
Okay, did you know Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
Si ano?
Si...
Cal Drogo.
Dothraki Moho.
Dothraki Moho. Was in Baywatch Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah, you can Google it. As
whoa.
In, wala pa siyang beard nun.
Well, he is Samoan.
Very
so,
young.
Yes, that sort of
actually, yeah, if you're Samoan, you kind of look Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Dun. As in, at saka pretty boy pa siya dun.
No, kasi he's a, ano na eh.
Ang laki na ng...
Rugged.
Hindi, saka ang laki na ng katawan.
Beast of a man.
Dati kasi very, di ba the Baywatch boys? Parang
yeah, they're lean and...
More lean than buff. Ngayon kasi buff na siya. Pero
because
at
si
the time,
David Hasselhoff, nakaka-disturb yung chest hair niya.
Actually,
I was always disturbed.
Even
with his
at his peak,
hair.
No,
yeah,
parang,
even
parang
at his
you're
peak.
Like, why were you?
Yeah, but he was so tall and like blah blah blah, long legged and whatever.
Google it.
Joe Hardy, that's what.
Joe, there you Kaya go. Thank you. It's Frank and Joe.
All right.
You should Google the very young Jason Momoa, the very young Dothraki leader, in Baywatch Hawaii.
All right.
The top 10 TV lessons. Go ahead. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag TV Lessons.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to El Mitaño for suggesting this. The top 10 TV lessons. Upon the Melch. What?
Our bed is from a TV show. Our background.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Manly. Two men and a half.
And a half.
Two and a half men.
Two and a half men.
Yeah.
Upon the Melchor says. TV lessons, ang kontrabida, pag bumait, mamamatay na. Kaya wag na lang kayo magpakabait.
Oh, stay a kontrabida.
Yes. Miko Loco says, that you can get the best seat any time of the day in the same coffee shop.
Oh nga, no?
Friends.
Friends.
I mean, kahit sabihin mo pa na...
Because it's a couch.
It's a couch. Tapos sabihin mo pa na
kahit... It's the center of the entire cafe and nobody ever sits there.
And even if, let's say, anim sila, and you can always argue na parang one is always there early, not every time.
Oh, no, but I think I saw one episode or a couple of episodes where somebody else was seated there and, like, Rachel was seated somewhere else and then she would shoo them away. I think I saw this before.
Okay, okay. But they still ended up getting it.
If you're a big Friends fan, can you try to like remember if there was a scene or something like that? Na parang they had to wait till somebody left.
Left. The Sadie Roddick says.
Or I know McLaren's in How I Met Your Mother. They always get the same
get
table.
Get the same table.
And it's always a full bar.
Although when you think about it, to be fair, we had something like this in college.
Really?
We had this aristocrat.
In
UP.
In Rojas.
Inside UP, next to Kasaa. And there's always this corner table.
May aristocrat sa Kasaa dati?
Dati. No, not in Kasaa, but right outside, across the street. No. And there's always this table, and literally, I don't know, di naman 7 years, because that was when we were taking GE subjects. But the many years that we were there, every single day, we had that seat. To the point na alam na nung mga tao doon na not to sit there.
But this is a different setting, because that's college.
That's college.
You know what I mean? See, here. RC Catalan and Kylie Gayahan mo confirmed it. There's a scene where six friends are on the couch and they had to leave Central Perk. Awkward.
Diba?
Hmm.
And Sedi Roddick says, it's a literal lesson that he learned from a reality show. Na pwede ka palang matulog sa airport kahit kinabukasan pa ang flight mo instead of booking a hotel in Amazing Race.
Yeah.
You can naman talaga. It's allowed.
It's just we don't really have the best airports to sleep in.
You know, that's
That review
is... It's for sleeping in airports.
Yeah, sleeping in airports.
Yeah. Mark Paredes says, I learned from Survivor. Paradise is not as important when you're hungry.
Mm.
I mean, like, sometimes they're in the most beautiful places, but
when
you're
hungry,
starving,
just, yeah.
Who cares if you're in paradise?
Yeah.
And it's a nice, parang it's a nice analogy for life. Yeah. Like, kunyari, if you have, like, the nicest house, but if you're miserable, parang,
wala rin.
What is it for?
Yeah.
Diba? Icy says, huwag kayo mag-uusap ng importanteng plano. Kasi sigurado yung kalaban is just behind the plant to hear you, to hear all the plan.
Behind the plan.
And they like in Survivor kasi parang ganun. Every time you meron silang key conversation.
May nakatago sa likod ng bushes.
Like, sakto meron dumadaan na parang, I just overheard them say this. They're planning to vote you out. Diba? And I'm like, how can people not know this after watching so many seasons of Survivor?
And they're still not aware.
Na parang, you know, talk quietly. Kasi people will hear it. Coco Hernandez says, pag Yellow Ranger ka, mamamatay ka. As simple as that.
Actually, Yellow in Mask Man, Bio Man.
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers din ba?
Yeah.
Namatay ba si Yellow?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
In Power Rangers?
Ay, well, that's his example eh. Power Rangers.
Alam ko hindi sa Power Rangers eh. Alam ko in the Japanese ones.
In the it's always the Yellow.
Si Yellow 4. Parang twice yellow. Pa nga yatang namatay si Yellow 4.
Yeah. Dance Emperor says, having a dark side and doing something evil are two very different things from Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time.
Oh my gosh. Ito yung, you know, my sister and her daughters, and her daughter, like, they're so into this.
Oh, okay.
Yung para siyang, yung mga fairy tales, pero dark, very dark.
Okay, very Brothers Grimm.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Ayun, Bioman, twice namatay si Yellow 4.
Si Yellow 4.
Sa Power Rangers, napalitan lang.
Nag-iba ng
nag-iba
character.
Ng character.
Dance Emperor says, disposable ang mga baril. Pag naubusan ng bala, itapon mo lang. For sure, makakapulot ka sa tabi ng bago. Pero usually, this is like for big fight scenes.
Yeah.
Kasi if it's like a barilan between two people, obviously, you won't
find
a baril find
something else
littering
lying
around.
Around.
Pero pag yung mga big warehouse kind of fight scenes, may mapupulot ka talagang baril eh.
Here, sorry, just to add on to that whole French thing, Atomic Burn was just saying, in season 2, episode 21, Ross and Chandler had to fight off two bullies who didn't want to leave the sofa. And even in How I Met Your Mother, they also had to, like, sort of shoo someone away.
Shoo somebody away. And Chenong says, from Arrow, being stranded on an island for 5 years will make you a superhero.
Yeah.
Or at least train.
Do you ever watch Arrow?
No.
It's awesome.
Ah, really?
I love it. I never even liked Green Arrow before I watched the series.
Yeah.
You should watch it. It's pretty cool. Tsaka gwapo siya. Tas batak.
What I enjoyed was, ano, the fight scenes in, ano, Abraham Lincoln.
The Vampire Hunter.
Ang galing nung mga,
it's, ano, kasi, it's the same guy that directed, Wanted.
Yeah.
And,
same, Mambektov. Parang ganun
the Russian guy. Niya, diba? Yeah. He came up with a Fox Searchlight film, eh.
Yeah.
Daylight, or something like that.
I just love the axe fight scenes.
Very nice.
Ang galing nung parang it's what you would expect in like in a superhero movie.
Yeah.
The way he moves about. I really love it. The top TV lessons comes from Mrs. Bond.
Mrs. Bond says,
"Magsalamin ka lang. Hindi ka na makikilala ng mga pinakamalalapit na tao sa buhay mo."
Clark
Lois
Kent.
And Clark.
Yeah, I know. And
it's
he looks exactly the same.
As in, eksaktong-eksakto yung itsura mo. Magsalamin ka lang.
Andun, kasi andun din yung kiss me, eh, diba?
Everything
is there. But it's just nobody seems to recognize.
Okay, let me put it this way. Okay, I slept with my contacts today, so I had to wear glasses.
Yeah.
I put my glasses on.
I still know who you are.
Exactly. I mean, if I went inside the booth with my glasses on and pretended to be somebody else, hello, nobody will believe me. Everybody will know that it's just me with glasses.
Exactly.
But somehow with Superman, magglasses.
Everybody seems to forget.
And it's like, you're a different person altogether.
Who are you?
It's a crazy concept.
I wonder who Superman is.
So if you want to join our top 10 TV lessons, just key in RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag TV lessons.
Yeah, and a lot of people are just tweeting us about Power Rangers and how and why they had to replace Yellow Ranger. Because the actress that played the Yellow Ranger died in a car accident.
Oh, okay.
Sad. So medyo cursed daw maging yellow.
Maging yellow.
And can we just squeeze one more in from Cheer May? Any action like TV series. In almost all action series, kahit gaano ka high tech ang mga baril, fights always end up nasuntukan.
Yeah. Either maubusan or
magsusuntukan sila. It's always like
it's that. Always old school.
All right, well there you go.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
It's Chico, it's Delamar,
and it's Gino
on the Morning Rush, Part 3.
TMR, the Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 men.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Here we go. Thanking El Mitanio for suggesting the topic for today, the top 10 TV lessons.
All right.
Let's start off with Louis Rapp. Minsan, kahit akala mo, bida ka sa buhay mo, kontrabida ka pala sa buhay ng iba.
Right.
I really love this.
Yeah.
You know, we always think like, it's so funny, sometimes you hear people talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And even the people na feeling mo, super mga
sobrang
mo.
Masama. Like sila Jaime Lannister.
Hate na hate mo sila. And no, I mean like real people in your life. Yung mga hate na hate mo, feeling mo napakontrabida nila. When you hear them talk, feeling nila sila yung Starks. Na-api. Sila, you know, like, seriously?
Yeah, for them, they're doing the right thing.
Exactly. Pero sayo, kontrabida sila.
Exactly.
Diba? So, very nice. Very nice insight. Also, Katubay 29 says, be careful of the wild card entries. Because they're the ones who almost lost it. And so they will fight like double,
anything.
Triple. More than the people who actually were like in. Yung kanya, punya American Idol.
Yeah.
Diba? Iba pasok na eh. Eh sila, naramdaman na nila yung not being taken in.
Yeah.
Like you were out, pero you were given a second chance.
Right.
Like a perfect example. Jennifer Hudson was a wild card.
Really?
Yeah, she was a wild card entry. She wasn't actually... She was a reject, and then because she was chosen by, I think, Randy Jackson as his wild card entry, hindi siya na vote, pero pinasok siya ng mga judges. And look at where she is
where
now.
Where she is now.
Diba? And also, okay, let's see here. JV says, hindi nagsusuot ng pambahay ang mga mayayaman sa teleserye. Lagi silang bihis. Even when they didn't come from anywhere.
Yeah.
And when you actually think about it, lahat nga sila naka...
They're always in non-comfortable clothes.
I remember...
I think they sleep in a dress.
Even in, let's say, if you watch My Husband's Lover.
Yeah.
The parents, si Kula Desma, she's always like, kala mo galing sa labas. Mm. But you see them like having dinner. Galing lang silang bahay.
Bahay lang naman sila.
But everyone's all dressed up. And it is true though. Also, Jen Henny says, sa mga contest na text votes, mas madrama ang buhay mo, mas may chance ka manalo, kahit hindi ka masyado magaling.
Mm.
I've heard of this.
Yeah.
Na parang dapat you have to have a, parang a dramatic backstory.
Yeah.
Well,
I suppose. I just won't say which one, but there's a talent show that a couple of my friends auditioned for.
Yeah.
And they were like, they literally asked, oh, what's your sob story? And then my friend was like, wala.
Nothing.
Nothing. I grew up in a relatively normal family, blah, blah, blah. Didn't get it.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that it wasn't because of a lack of talent.
And let's face it, the first one of the first, like, talent shows ever, American Idol.
Yeah.
Banks on that.
Yeah.
Remember that even with Carrie Underwood, she had a pretty sad story as well. I forgot now what, but it's something about her dad. And so,
there always has to be a sad story.
And especially when it comes to text votes.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of root for them.
No, and I don't know why, but like, especially here.
Yeah.
I have a friend who got into it, into like a reality show.
Mm.
But they literally had to make up a sob story.
Kasi they had to make up. Yeah.
No, it wasn't because he didn't want to.
Yeah.
Even if he lost, they said that they had to make one.
Oh, wow.
Grabe, diba?
Oh, okay. And also, let's see here. Steven says, laging may nadadapa pag may habulan.
Mm.
Yung basta like, hinahabol ka na ng kontrabida or ng something. Sigurado isa dun sa the, and usually it's the
madadapa.
Girl. Laging may madadapa. Or the kid. Either a kid or a girl.
Yung, actually, no?
Kasi
why
pag
can't they run properly?
Kasi pag nadapa, kunyari yung like an adult male, ang expectation, edi tatayo lang, tapos tatakbo ulit. Uh-huh. Pero pag yung kunyari, yung, kasi kailangan yung bida sasagipin either the wife or the kid
right.
na nadadapa. Diba? Hindi, pero
you know those moments naman na pag nadapa sila, they can't seem to get up.
Yeah.
Like what they'll do is they'll turn on their back and sort of like backpedal.
Oh, right. Now obviously it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. You're never going to outrun them like
and
that.
And it takes more energy to do that.
Exactly.
Kasi yung tumayo ka na lang.
I don't know why.
Ako si Pauling says, pag si Susan Africa, isa sa mga characters, it's just a matter of time. Magkakaubo na siya. Like, laging siya yung kawawang mommy. Laging it's, she's always like the poor
the
mom.
The poor mom.
Who's working too hard and therefore magkakasakit na siya. Magkakaubo na siya eventually.
Yeah.
Mr. Dimple says, pag mayaman ka, there's always a loaf of bread, bacon, eggs, orange juice for breakfast na hindi naman nila kinakain. Laging nasa table.
It's just there.
But it's the same meal that's served pag yung TV meal.
Well, not really. Gossip Girl. Did you ever watch Gossip Girl?
No.
The mom of Serena Vanderwoodson would always have like this amazing looking breakfast table.
Yeah.
But it's not like they ever really ate any of it.
It's always just sitting there.
Or they'll just slice it.
Yeah.
But they never really actually eat it.
At saka yung never like lamon-lamon. You know how it is pagkainan na wala nag-uusap.
Wala nag-uusap eh.
Kasi
dito parang everyone's like, ha ha ha.
Kasi you have to deliver dialogue.
Eh. I guess
so you can't
true.
Really put anything in your mouth. Callie Byrne says, from Biyahe ni Drew on GMA News TV, don't act like a tourist. Be a local.
Mm.
Those are nice. Those are very wise words.
Yeah.
Kasi parang, don't just do what the tourists do. Try to do what
try to experience what it's like to be
does.
An actual person
exactly.
there. Yeah.
Diba? I mean, you get to experience exactly what it is that they do there.
Yeah.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 TV lessons comes from Shezkatron.
Shezkatron says.
From Tim Gunn of Project Runway.
Yeah.
Make it work.
Mm.
You know, and you can really apply this in real life.
In so many different situations.
Like, kunyari, you know...
You work with what you have.
You don't exactly have all the tools that you need.
Yeah.
But whatever it is you're working with, make it work.
Yeah.
So let's say you're not so pretty. Then be
talented.
Be talented.
Or...
If you're not talented, use your looks.
Be rich.
Diba?
Be nice.
Whatever it is that you have. what's important is that you make it work. Because like in Project Runway, it's like, we don't have enough time, we don't have enough materials. And he goes like, no, make it work.
Yeah.
And I guess it's very
work
useful.
Work with what
for,
you have. It's something like that, yeah.
So if you want to join us for the top 10 TV lessons, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag TV Lessons.
Hey, and can we just say hello to Ako Ito, who says, thank you for reading my entry. And he's just saying hello from the island of Guam.
Nice.
Because apparently he's listening from there.
Hello.
And also hello to Mara Llanera. She's tuned in, and the rest of the guys over at Unilever. Good morning.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. If you could only hear our conversations
that we have.
Oh my God.
You'll see exactly how much manlier we really
are. Oh my gosh.
In just very different degrees.
Ibang klase. Alright, so here we go. The top 10 TV lessons. Thank you to El Mitaño for suggesting this. Mr. Maria says, there is a difference between success and notoriety.
Mm.
For example, American Idol winner and William Hung. Like,
true.
You're famous, but you're not
but
famous
not
for the
way.
Not in a good way.
Yeah.
People know who you are,
you, yeah.
Diba? But it's not the kind of being famous that you actually enjoy. Die You Hypocrite says, from The Practice and Boston Legal, being moral and being ethical can be two very, very different things. And also, let's see here. Jeremiah says, Lone Ranger, Green Hornet, Batman and Robin. Two brains are better than one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always better. No matter how great Batman is, there are certain situations where Robin really helps him out.
You can always need that extra head. Diba? Yung parang, kasi you have one brain, you can always use that extra brain.
Exactly.
Me, my... no.
Two heads are always better.
Yeah. Run MD Run says, what I learned, na si Dora ay isang drug mule na gumagala habang at dahil... binabanatan din niya yung kanyang illegal wares. Naghahallucinate siya na ang alagang unggoy niya ay nagsasalita rin. In truth, the monkey's not talking. It's all in her
it's
head.
It's just all in her head. There isn't even a monkey.
There's no monkey. Oh my gosh. Inan Perillo says, from Tywin Lannister, Game of Thrones, you can't eat love. You can't buy a horse with it or warm your balls on a cold night. Kasi di ba parang, you know, people who've like been there, done that, who've had their heart broken and understand the weakness that love brings.
That love brings.
They realize na parang, you know, take that away from the situation, from the equation, and you're better off.
But it's, you know what?
I don't always agree with it. I'm just saying, make point din siya.
As heartless and as cold as it may seem, we really become more efficient hunters and more efficient beings.
That is true.
When love isn't involved.
Remember yung mga...
That's because survival comes to play.
Di ba in a lot of movies, yung the hero, yung parang matatalo na niya yung kontrabida. Tapos biglang pagkita mo, nakuha niya pala yung wife or yung kids.
So, like,
I'm going to kill them if you don't, ganyan-ganyan.
So parang you're like,
Di ba? But if you don't have love, you're like, Go ahead.
I don't care.
And then I'm gonna kill you after
then
that.
Then I'm gonna kill you. Exactly.
Something like that.
Or I'll just shoot the both of you.
Of course, it's not very romantic.
Exactly.
It's not
very, at all.
You know, and I'm sure not most people, if not all, will not be able to identify with that kind of cold-heartedness. But it is efficient.
But then again, people will argue that because of love also, it makes you do things that you're usually not capable of doing.
Superhuman stuff.
Yeah.
Diba? Hempard says, I learned that demons, I learned from Supernatural, I never watched this, pero anyway. Sobra. That demons sealed their contracts by kissing.
Hi.
Demonyo ka. Pero alam mo that those two, sobra silang, that and Teen Wolf, they're really courting the gay market.
Really?
As in, sobra silang...
Parang The Covenant.
Especially, as in, sobra. And they know, ha? And they really play off of the whole gay thing. Na parang, even pag yung mga Comic-Con, ganyan yung mga ano, they really do that whole... Tapos there was this Teen Wolf, I think, the two leads.
Ganun diba?
Dalawang gwapings din yun eh. Parang I saw this clip na parang they were on a boat na parang they fell asleep in each other's arms. Tapos magigising sila na parang, oh, please vote for us. Kasi apparently they were like nominated for, I don't know, the fan award or something. Parang, oh, vote for us. Oh, you got something on your face. You know, they're playing up to the whole gay thing.
Right. But I actually like
those two shows.
That's what
believe it or not.
Me.
Believe it or not, I haven't actually watched it.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
You should.
Any of them?
You really should.
I know.
They're swimmers.
I know the what do you call it?
They take showers together and they call them
the premise.
They call each other in the middle of the night, all sweaty and naked.
Sino yung mga ano? Di ba may mga sikat doon? Chase Crawford.
Ano, Chase Crawford
and puro mga pretty boys.
What's his face?
At least two of them became
battle
popular.
Battleship. John Carter.
Oh,
he was here. He called. Oh well, he called some other place, Manila. What's his name? John Carter.
John Friday Night Lights.
I don't know if he's from Friday Night Lights.
Diba?
Damn it! Wait, I'm gonna Google it.
Okay.
So I can't take it.
Yeah, me too.
John Carter. I can't take it.
And don't you hate it? Yung alam mong ginugoogle mo na pero gusto mong maunahan yung Google kasi you wanna remember the name.
John Carter.
Actor.
Taylor Kitsch. There you go.
Thank you.
Hey! Dark Spider 21 says the two lead guys on Supernaturals are brothers. Are they?
No, they're not.
Oh, yun nga. Alam ko they're brothers in the series.
In the series.
But in real life, no.
No, not at all.
But yeah, Taylor Kitsch. And the other guy there is actually pretty, what's his name? Medyo sumikat sila lahat eh, to a certain degree.
Yung sa Covenant?
Yeah.
Alam ko yung dalawa, or maybe three. Maybe
yung
three.
Kalaban.
Well, a lot of them started out with these like small...
Stephen Strait. I don't know if you know
me. I know, 1000 BC.
Yeah, 10,000 BC.
10,000 BC. Diba? That's him.
That's him, yeah.
Oh, wow. What a lineup.
Yeah. Sebastian Stan, Bucky Barnes.
What's that?
From Captain America. The best friend of Captain America.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they were all like relatively...
You know,
I should
watch that.
They all got a break of some sort.
Okay. And, all right. Run MD Run says, ito yung natutunan niya. Going back to Game of Thrones, pero si Ramsay Snow. Who's Ramsay Snow?
I don't know.
Ramsay Snow. Is that the uncle?
Of? Ah, yeah, the one from the wall. I guess. Because Snow is the name that they give for bastards.
Wait. Then, but Ramsay Snow? No, then that's not the ano. Kasi...
Alam ko Stark yun eh.
Oo nga eh. Stark yun eh.
I don't know.
Anyway, from Ramsay Snow. If you think this has a happy ending... You haven't been paying attention.
But I think that is the uncle.
Who said that?
I think that is the uncle.
Kasi the uncle... Hindi.
Ah, okay.
Why would you call him,
The bastard of Roose Bolton. The one who was torturing, Theon. Theon
right.
Greyjoy. The crazy guy.
Uh-oh.
The one who was eating a sausage.
Kasi for sure, the uncle would be a Snatch. A Stark.
Ayan, nag-bleed in yung conversation natin.
Wait. Kevin Jensen.
Ay, nako.
Ang law sa kambal na babae, yung isa dapat straight hair at mabait. Yung isa, kulot.
At masama.
Tapos evil. And the top TV lessons comes from Mimay Aster.
Mimay Aster says,
didn't specify which TV show, but I must say, I really love this. What you see is what you don't get. Kasi diba the saying is what you see is what you get.
Hmm.
But let's face it, on TV and in real life, what you see is what you don't get.
Well,
kala mo mabait biglang.
I'm looking at you.
And what do you see?
I don't get.
Hindi, what do you see?
You. I don't get it.
That's what you get. Sayan, dapat lilagay kayo sa script for Monday.
Well, who knows?
Who knows? The top 10 TV lessons. Go ahead. Start sending in your entries. Keep sending in your entries, rather. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag TV Lessons.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Men, manly 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 men
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Here we go. The top 10, courtesy of El Mitaño, the top 10 TV lessons. Let's start off with Renetic. I learned from MacGyver. Lahat ng problema malulutas ng Swiss knife.
Tsaka paperclip.
Tsaka paperclip.
With a paperclip, you can create a helicopter.
Exactly. Ugly Kid Joey says, oh, this is ano, very similar to an earlier entry.
MacGyver.
Sa eksenang tumatakas sa kidnapper, yung sidekick or yung girlfriend, laging madadapa, either madadapa sila or makakatapak ng maingay, magagawa ng unnecessary sound na ikahuhuli nila.
Right. And you know how like, whenever you're trying to sneak up on somebody, you'll always step on a random...
On a twig.
Dry twig.
Diba?
Oo.
Mr. Maria says, pag ang isang tao ay may swiveling chair na, at may wine glass sa bahay, sigurado mastermind yun ang sindikato.
Oo.
Yung bilang iikot na may hawak na either brandy, sniffer, or a wine glass.
Lalo na kung may cigar. Kung may cigar pa.
Ay, wala na.
Tapos
talaga.
Kung high chair yung swiveling chair niya,
big boss
super
na
super bad guy yun.
Big boss na. Fortunata de Coco says, the TV version of a rape scene, laging merong fully clothed shower scene after. Do you notice that? Yung
parang uupo sila sa floor.
Oh, pero they would always, parang they're so afraid to take off any piece of clothing kasi nga they've just been attacked.
Well, I guess
attacked.
That maybe that also makes sense. Who knows? And, you don't know kasi what goes on in the psyche of that person.
Exactly. Near Obnoxious says, the lesson that I learned from watching TV, never give any kind of paper to Cersei Lannister. Pupunitin lang niya. Di ba lahat ng papel na binigay
siya? Lahat ng papel na binigay siya.
Una yung kay Ned.
Di
ba? Pinunit niya. Oh. Tapos yung nung mag-aano sila, remember yung condition ni...
Yung condition ni...
Ni Rob.
Ni Rob, yeah.
Pinunit niya rin. Lahat ng binibigay na papel, pinupunit
Every
niya.
Every single piece of paper that's given to her, sayang lang. Parang ano ba?
Kahit anong papel.
Left him siguro one episode, she's like, hand me that piece of paper as I write down on this parchment or whatever. Tapos pupigay sa kanya, pupunit. And you're like, what the hell? You asked for it.
Magfa-flashback. Oh. Ano siya, grade school.
Oh. Pass your papers.
As pagpasa sa kanya.
Nakakainis ka naman eh.
Ba't ba pinunit? Sorry eh. Talagang ano
wala
ko
force
eh.
Of habit.
Yun ang instinct ko eh. Kenzie says, kapag ang housewife sa TV nagngingit-ngit sa galit, sigurado yan naghihiwa ng gulay. Tapos the size of the kuchilyo is directly proportional to the size of the anger.
Mm-hmm. Diba,
like,
the bigger the knife, the angrier the person
is. The angrier she is. Channing Totem says, from Arrow, you will be at your best if you find something to fight for.
There. That's what I said, na parang when you're in love, you do crazy things.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You do things that you never thought you could.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 TV lessons comes from Mr. Maria.
Mr. Maria says,
did you ever notice na pag may car chase, sigurado yan, walang traffic, kahit sa EDSA pa yan and during rush hour?
Actually, no?
You've never seen a car chase na parang nakaupo lang
sila. But Born Identity. Ay, wait. Born Ultimatum.
Born Filipino.
It was traffic.
It was.
Galing nga eh. Because they actually did a car chase scene.
Not traffic.
In the middle of traffic. But they were in motorcycles.
Oh, ayun. Oh. Can you imagine cars?
Oh, wala.
As in, literally, yung bida nasa likod, nasa harap, yung kontrabida nasa likod. Pero, nakaganyan lang.
Pero wala nakaisip na bumaba ng kotse.
Nagka-cut-to-cut lang.
Oh, parang, they're just sitting in their cars.
They're just sitting there. Walang tapos, nangyayari.
Tapos yung kontrabida biglang, beep.
Tapos lang,
he's here.
Tapos wala lang.
Ay, nako. Hey, look at this. Louis Rapp, apparently, Louis Rapp says that apparently Tyrion even commented on Cersei's punit paper scenes.
Ah, talaga?
He goes, you mastered the art of tearing paper.
Yeah.
Exactly. I remember this.
Diba? Lagi na lang niyang pinupunit eh. Lahat talaga eh. And, there you go. That was the bottom half. So if you want to join us for the final batch of the top 10 TV lessons, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag TV Lessons.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, Part 4.
TMR. The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
10.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, manly men.
Parks Radio RX 93.1, and time for the final top 10 for today. Here we go. Let's start off with Mons. Thank you very much, by the way, to El Mitanya for the top 10 TV lessons. Mons says, what I learned is, lahat tayo, director. Lahat tayo nangingialam sa flow ng story. Diba? Yung we always know better. Aya Concarney says, what I learned from Survivor, jerks rule the world. Yeah. I mean, you don't win Survivor by being super nice.
By being a nice guy. Yeah, exactly. Sometimes being a douchebag is really part of it.
Ezron Walker says, what I learned in Grey's Anatomy, Jehovah's Witness don't allow blood transfusion, even if the patient may die.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
What I know is that...
Well, now we know.
I'm not sure which one, don't quote me on this, but if I'm not mistaken, if you're Jewish or one of the religions, don't allow... autopsies.
Oh.
But it's defiling...
It's defiling the temple.
The human body. So they're not allowed to... So they are buried with their...
With their
internal organs intact. Ako si Jonah says, superheroes destroy the city first before saving it.
Superman.
Diba? Like,
Superman is a classic example.
Example.
Of, well, at least, well, Man of Steel because it's a movie. But, yeah, well, yeah. But still, like if you
even
watched
the cartoons,
it,
yeah. Yeah. A Lock on Strata says, kapag dumating, pag umatake mga aliens or giant monsters, laging Japan lang ang inaatake nila.
Or New York.
Diba?
Japan or New York.
Always the big cities. Kay Ligayahan mo says, pag poor kayo, at lumalabas si nanay tuwing gabi, alam na, Fontaine ang peg.
Ay.
Oh. Also from Kaligayahan mo, always cut the red wire. Always.
Always.
Mr. Maria says,
From 24 yata yun.
From How I Met Your Mother, sometimes perfect is not what we want. Ika nga ni Ted, I don't want perfect, I want Robin.
Aww,
that's always nice to hear.
Mosby.
Bababab Bambin says, I thought this is so true. From Project Runway.
Yeah.
One day you're in, the next day you're out.
Yep.
Mr. Maria says, just like Clark Kent's glasses.
Yeah.
From Hannah Montana. That wearing a wig can completely hide your identity.
I know.
Diba? If I wore a wig to work, would you not recognize
me? I'm pretty sure I would still think you.
Tonya Marcopio says, pag may matandang humihingi ng tulong, tulungan mo. That's a fairy in disguise.
Uh-oh.
Or a witch. Or a whatever. Basta, some supernatural being in disguise. Mr. Maria says, kapag ang detective naghahanap ng information, both local and foreign shows, ang una nilang pinupuntahan, bar.
Actually, that's true.
Diba? They're always in
a bar. They're always in a
bar. Looking for information.
Or a strip club.
Diba? Ken Karot says, if you're a poging bida, your best friend is always a wimpy, geeky guy. Did you notice that?
From
wala
where?
Wala kang makikita na sidekick ng bida na mas pogi dun sa bida.
One Tree Hill.
Eh, that's arguable. Who you find more pogi?
Hello, Chad Michael Murray, no? Pogi ka ni Chad Michael.
Oh wait, hindi pa siya yung bida?
Di ba si ano, the brunette yung bida?
I don't know, I don't watch it kasi. Neither I always thought the brunette was the...
Or the OC, like okay. Even if the OC is, it's supposed to be Ryan na yung bida. I forgot what his name is.
Okay, I don't watch that.
Ben something. But a lot of girls found
the best friend.
Seth Cohen more attractive, the best friend.
Oh.
Even if he's geeky or whatever.
I don't know OC.
Right.
Okay.
It was nice actually.
And the top TV lesson comes from Tonya Marcopio.
Okay. Tonya Marcopio says,
kung probinsyano or probinsyana yung bida, luluwas ka sa Maynila, makikisakay ka sa truck, at dun magsisimula ang makulay mong istorya. Diba from the province?
Yung nakikisakay ka lang.
Mag-hitch ka lang sa truck or maybe, tapos yung, or yung para alam mo yung truck ng mga gulay, dun ka sa likod.
Dun ka lang sa likod.
Dun tapos magsisimula.
Tapos pagdating mo ng Manila, para, uy, ito na.
Dun magsisimula ang makulay mong istorya. What about us? Do you have like a TV lesson?
I do. From House.
Okay.
Everyone Lies.
Oh, that is true. I saw a lot of that. Yeah. It was sent in.
Everyone Lies.
Everyone Lies. Ako talaga, I'd have to say Survivor. It's my really like ultimate favorite. Even alliances, I mean all alliances are temporary.
Yeah.
sometimes you're on the same team because, you know, you need each other at this point.
Yeah.
Tapos pag nag-merge na, magpapalit na naman kayo ng alliances. I mean, even if, let's say, you argue na, hey, there's some survivors na from beginning to end, they stuck with their alliances. No, I mean, that's true. That's a given. But I'm just saying that you, the reason they stuck together, it's because it served them.
Yeah.
To the end.
That's true.
Pero what you're actually, what you are loyal to is not the actual alliance.
But your betterment.
But your betterment.
Yeah.
So it just so happened that for those people, to stay with each other was for their betterment.
Yeah.
That's why they stuck to each other to the end.
Sorry, can I just address this? Literati415 was just saying, correction, in Pacific Rim, the monster attacked Manila and they showed it. Yes, I know, but that's like one movie out of the many, 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 many movies that are always attacked, that always attack either Japan or New York.
Yeah. And plus, the premise is Pacific.
Yeah.
So they can't really go to like New York because that would be Atlantic.
Exactly.
It'll be Atlantic.
So
rim.
There. Yeah.
But yeah, so there you go. And thank you very much for joining us. And it has been another Ride Wednesday for us, but it continues on.
Yep.
Don't worry, all the way until the evening.
So best of the 80s and 90s and the early 2000s all day today on RX. And with that, we say goodbye.
Bye, guys.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.